Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So it's Wednesday, and we're going to continue our discussion on getting paid for your value. And today I want to talk about the concept of trading hours for dollars. Now let's assume for a moment that you are a computer consultant and you charge $50 per hour for your work. Now the reality of life is that maybe you're awake for 16 hours a day. And if you look at how many hours you can bill and work for, if you're lucky, you can get it to 10 to 12 hours a day, which equates to about $500 or $600 an hour. Now the question is, how can you make more money for yourself if you're doing that? And the reality of it is, with things the way they are, for you working for yourself, maybe you can charge a little bit more money, but there's still a ceiling in terms of what you can generate in terms of revenue because it's based on your input, a single input in doing this. So the next thought is, well, maybe you could get more people and you could pay those people $25 an hour and you could charge $50 an hour for the service. And that's a good way to do things. But again, the challenge is now you're bringing people on. That complicates things. You're reliant upon other people to get things done. And not that it doesn't work because people do it every day, but is that the most efficient or effective way to make things work? Maybe, maybe not. The real challenge here is, how can you actually scale your business? We want to talk about creating scale in your business. And that is really the next step here. So for today, what I want you to think about is the concept of trading dollars for hours. No matter how much you can charge it for 1 hour, right, there's always challenges there, right, because there is a maximum you can charge people. My wife is an attorney, and she may be able to charge people $500 an hour, and that may sound like a nice amount of money, but the reality of it is there's still a ceiling for her doing her own work in terms of what she can make. And again, the next angle becomes, okay, do we hire more associates? And that's a whole nother set of issues that come with hiring additional people. So how can you start to scale things on your own? We're going to get into that tomorrow. But if you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, hit subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. It's good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. And I would love to have that opportunity to be that person for you. So just commit to joining me for a few minutes a day. That's all it takes, and it doesn't cost you anything. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. So again, tomorrow we'll be discussing how you can scale your business. But for today, I just want you to focus on this concept of trading dollars for hours. This is not necessarily a long-term solution if you're really trying to have a dramatic increase in your lifestyle. So think about how you might be able to find some alternatives to just simply trading your time for money.